Welcome. You're listening to Wi-Fi, where we connect what we know with who made it. I'm Keith Whitley, and today let's talk about sand, one of the most abundant natural materials on Earth, is an astonishingly useful substance that reveals both the beauty and precision of creation. At first glance, sand appears humble tiny grains scattered across beaches, deserts, and riverbanks. But when examined closely, its importance in the natural world and human civilization becomes truly miraculous. Each grain of sand tells a story of years in the making, formed through the steady process of erosion, where wind, water, and time gradually break down rocks and minerals into minute particles. These grains, though small, embody a divine balance and purpose, showcasing how even the seemingly insignificant elements of nature are part of a grand and intelligent design. Sand's composition is typically dominated by silica, especially quartz, which gives it its durability and sparkle under the sun. This toughness explains why it withstands both the gentle flow of river currents and the fierce gusts of desert winds. Beyond its physical beauty, its resilience is symbolic of life's endurance, a lesson in patience, persistence, and the silent strength born of constant transformation. For centuries, sand has been central to human advancement. One of its most astonishing uses is in the making of glass. Through heat and fire, sand is turned from ordinary grains into smooth, transparent sheets that allow light to pass through, a transformation that mirrors spiritual renewal. As the rough becomes refined, the opaque becomes radiant. From ancient windows to modern skyscrapers, from telescope lenses to smartphone screens, sand has illuminated human progress both literally and metaphorically. Beyond construction and industry, sand plays a vital role in nature's systems. It forms the foundation of ecosystems, providing habitats for countless small organisms and plants that stabilize the environment. Coastal sands protect shores from erosion, absorbing the energy of waves and preserving land from being washed away. In deserts, sand dunes shift gracefully under the wind's command, reminding us of creation's dynamic and ever-changing balance. Even in riverbeds and aquifers, sand acts as a natural filter, purifying water, a subtle demonstration of how nature continually renews itself and gives life. The balance of grain size, texture, and distribution in sand reflects a harmony that cannot be easily replicated by human hands. Such precision in the natural world points toward a divine design. Each particle, though minuscule, contributes to the vast rhythm of Earth's life. From a spiritual perspective, sand is a metaphor often used to describe the infinite wisdom and creativity of God. Just as the countless grains cannot be numbered, so too are the blessings and mysteries of creation beyond human comprehension. Standing barefoot on a beach, one feels the earth's humble grandeur beneath the feet, the combined weight of time, transformation, and divine artistry. Every grain, shaped by wind and wave, speaks of endurance through trial and beauty arising from erosion. Humanity's use of sand to build homes, make glass, filter water, and create art reflects how humans have learned to cooperate with nature's gifts rather than overpower them. It reveals how divine creation was designed not only for survival but for inspiration. In every way, sand embodies the essence of usefulness born from simplicity. It reminds us that miracles are not always loud and dazzling, but are often quiet and ever-present, woven into the ordinary fabric of the world. From deserts that stretch endlessly under the sun to the gentle shores where the sea kisses the land, sand stands as a timeless symbol of both fragility and strength. Truly, its existence is proof of a creator's wisdom, a substance so simple yet so essential, so humble yet so miraculous that it continues to shape the story of Earth and humanity alike. So that's today's signal on Wi-Fi, a world filled with wonder written by a creator who connects all things from atoms to galaxies, from yesterday to forever. Don't forget, science explores how things happen, but faith reminds us why. I'm Keith Whitley, and now you know the truth. This was Wi-Fi. Stay curious, stay connected, and we will see you here next Wednesday.